AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Both President Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin have left Geneva after their meeting today. The president says it was shorter than expected because they were able to deal quickly with a number of topics.
Kind of after 2 hours there, we looked at each other like, okay, what next?
Biden adding that the meeting was straightforward, saying his agenda is not about Russia, it's about the American people.
This is not a kumbaya moment, as he used to say back in the 60s in the United States, like, let's hug and love each other. But it's clearly not in anybody's interest. Your country's or mine, for us to be in a situation where we're in a new Cold War. And I truly believe he thinks that. He understands that.
Putin, through an interpreter, says he and Biden spoke the same language.
That doesn't mean that we necessarily have to look into our eyes, look into our souls. We need to have eternal friendship and love. But no, we have to represent our countries. And the relationship is a pragmatic one, primarily.
Biden says he stressed human rights issues with Putin. That includes the cases of two Americans who Biden says are wrongfully imprisoned in Russia, as well as jailed Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Alabama Republican Congressman Mo Brooks says his wife has sworn out a trespassing warrant against the process server who delivered papers in a lawsuit against Brooks filed by California Democrat Eric Swalwell over the January 6th riot at the Capitol. Brooks released home security footage showing the man driving up to his house, walking into an open garage. The server says he then placed the papers at Martha Brooks' feet. Swalwell said in an earlier court filing that he was having trouble tracking Brooks down in order to serve him with the lawsuit papers. The suit was filed shortly after Brooks addressed the crowd that later attacked the Capitol. Brooks is running for the GOP U.S. Senate nomination in Alabama. This is AP News. Two men from Estonia have been convicted of federal cybercrimes involving ransomware and other attacks on computer systems around the world. Federal prosecutors say the pair ran an online encryption service which concealed malware and ransomware. The company that makes Tabasco hot sauce has a way to save its Louisiana home.
The idea along Avery Island is to protect the region from hurricanes and floods.
We've been making Tabasco sauce here for 152 years.
Harold Took Osborne is CEO of McElhenney Company. The erosion fight there is in the marshland.
It works well in South Louisiana because you're like, we like a slow pace, so if we can slow things down, it has a really positive effect.
Land manager Heath Romero says the strategy is to grow grass.
It forms a barrier so it catches the sediment behind it, so you get the other grasses that take off behind it. And as it builds up, you know, you reclaim marsh.
Osborne says the effort is probably a standoff, but Avery Island is slowly rising. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.